You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The kid with all the brains. We'll talk about Juan Baby Bull Diaz, 41-4, now 20 KOs. Get this. He took 7 years off of boxing, went back to school, was going to the University of Texas there at Houston, and he tried to get a law degree. He was going to get a law degree. He decided not to. I think he took another degree anyway. He got his B.A. And then he comes back to boxing after 7 years, wins a few fights, and now, of course, tonight he was a big winner. Of course, Unimas Television. Unimas, of course, stepping up as far as the world of the Sweet Science concerned, having shown a number of fights almost weekly. So straight up Saturday nights is your place to go with Unimas Television. Anyway, Fernando Garcia was the loser tonight, drops to 30-8 with 19 KOs and a couple of draws. Of course, that was the Arena Theater in Houston, Texas. Straight up, he is the man, but he's old. And he's, you know, I looked at some tapes of him, he looked a little slow. So if I was Juan Diaz, I think I'd get myself a few wins. I don't know if he needs the money. I really don't think he needs the money. He is so smart. He is so sharp. He's one of the most well-disciplined, the most mentally strong men I've ever met in my life. When somebody's that mentally strong, it's hard to beat them. It's hard to beat them with a 2x4, let alone two fists, okay? Guy's a tough guy, as I said, 41-4. Not a big puncher, though. 20 KOs, the pride of Houston, Texas. And, of course, he was a guy that came out of the Olympics with Rocky Juarez. Rocky Juarez grabbed a silver medal. He was supposed to be the guy out of Houston. But, you know, Rocky went nowhere as a pro. And a lot of these guys that win Olympic gold medals, you know, they're destined for greatness, but they don't attain greatness. Bottom line is, we'll talk about the Olympic gold medals from 2004. Andre Ward in just a second. Of course, he is the former 168-pound champion, now fighting at 175. He'll be fighting next week at the Oracle Arena in Oakland, California. Of course, this is the house that Steph Curry built. Straight up, Andre is trying to do his thing here at the Oracle Arena. Will he? I don't know. But, if you know, I went to a party at the Oracle Arena that Larry, whatever his name is, he threw this big party over at Treasure Island. I want to mention this for a second. And this guy gets, Larry Ellison, I think his name, and he gets a lot of bad press. I hear him getting wrapped in the press, and people are beating him up. Listen, he threw the best party I've ever attended in my entire life. He threw a better party than Seth Abraham when he threw that party at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California, bringing all the Hollywood stars. Of course, that was for Oscar De La Hoya and Shane Mosley, their first fight back in the circa 2000. But the bottom line is, man, I mean, this guy can out throw Seth Abraham when it comes to a party. So everybody that's knocking the guy that runs the Oracle Arena, they don't want to have an NBA team. They think he's a turd, all this kind of good stuff. He puts on a damn good show, no question about that. Now, straight up, we're talking UFC, of course. The UFC, well, the number nine and number 10 heavyweights set out tonight to do battle. I'm talking about Frank Mir, the former two-time world heavyweight champion. Of course, one time the interim champion, but former two-time champion. And, of course, taking on Mark Hunt. Mark Hunt, all of 41 years old, the throwing Samoan, the slowing Samoan, the super Samoan. Call him what you want. But, you know, he's old, and he's slow, but he can punch. And when you can punch like Mark Hunt can, listen, the problem was when I used to box Samoans, there was a guy named Sonny, I can't think of his last name, but he had somewhat of a preliminary career as a fighter, and he went like 8-1 or 8-2, Sonny Mopopo, something like that, out of Newman's gym. He was my weight, 139 pounds, okay? And in the first round, he was a killer. I mean, he came to fight. He was smoke. I mean, whoa. But I used the footwork. I stayed away from him. I kept my distance. When he came in close, I grabbed him and held on tight, things like that. But after the first round, he wasn't the same guy anymore. And that's what happens with a lot of these Samoan athletes. I know I'm sounding like some type of racial stereotype, but it seems to be the truth. I kid you not. They lack endurance. Outside of Junior Seau, I can't think of too many Samoans that like went the route and went the distance as far as athletes are concerned. They usually peter out early as far as their peaks are concerned. Some of these guys, if you see them playing high school football, they're like 6'4", you know, 235 pounds. And then by the time they get to high school, they're 6'4", 270 pounds, 280 pounds on the way to 320 pounds. So at the end of the day, the Samoan athlete, he's good early on. He's good early on, but he's not good as far as the distance is concerned. But as I said, when you can strike like Mark Hunt's concerned, you don't have to worry about judges. He is a striker extraordinaire. Talk about maybe the hardest puncher pound for pound in the UFC. Tonight, he took out Frank Mir. It was a knockout with a punch. Bob, boom, lights out. First round, 3 minutes and 1 second in. What can I say? I was hoping that Frank Mir, of course, signed my Wall of Fame out here at the Sports Byline Studios a couple of years ago. I was hoping he would prevail here. I was, you know, thinking that the former two-time champion maybe had one more run at the age of 36, and Mark Hunt was 41, but that didn't happen. The co-main event, bit of an upset. Hector Lombard, the former Bellator middleweight champion, 185 pounds, has come down to 170 pounds. He's one of those guys who always looks like he's on steroids. I mean, always. I mean, if he doesn't have a steroid body, look him up on the internet. Google Hector Lombard. He is like Mr. Steroids, I kid you not. Anyway, Neil Magny took him out tonight, a third-round KO. It was amazing. It was amazing. Because, you know, Hector Lombard won the first round. Magny got rocked. He was rocking and rolling back and forth. I mean, looking like a little punchy, a little drunk. But Lombard, he couldn't hold on. He couldn't sustain. The second round was all about Neil Magny. Neil Magny's on a hell of a roll, man. And Neil Magny's upsetting people. Neil Magny was not supposed to win tonight's fight. But he had a TKO winner in three rounds, 46 seconds into the third round, the third and final round, of course, a preliminary bout. Only the UFC main events and title bouts are 5 5-minute rounds. All the rest are 3 5-minute rounds. Speaking of a 3 5-minute fight that did not go the distance, another upset. Man, Jake Matthews beat up on Johnny Case. Submission, rear naked choke. People didn't think that was going to happen. Oh, I thought Johnny Case won that fight. I was watching the TV. Maybe the UFC's got their press credentials or their press release here backwards, but I thought Johnny Case won that fight. Anyway, Ben Rawlings was the winner. He beat Cecil Ham. That was a pretty good fight. It was a decision across the board. Steve Bossy was over James Tahuna. Tahuna can punch, but he got punched 52 seconds into round number one. It is all over. The bottom line is that is the UFC as far as a couple of a woman's bantamweight bout on the card. I got to mention this. Leslie Smith defeated Rin Nakai with a unanimous nod across the board in three rounds. Of course, 3 5-minute rounds. And the chicks are like tearing things up. Misha Tate was down there. Of course, she says a couple of months removed. Take that back. Just a few weeks removed from beating up Holly Holm. Double H, Holly Holm. Of course, the biggest mistake as far as promotional gambles are concerned in the history of MMA was probably put forth by Holly Holm's manager and promoter. I'm talking about Albuquerque, New Mexico's very own Lenny Frescos, a restaurateur that owns over 100 eateries down there. He owns his own island over there in Kona or something like that. His own I mean, the guy's like a zillionaire, not a millionaire. He's a zillionaire. So he's got more money than he could spend. He could burn all the money he has, and he probably couldn't burn it all. He probably couldn't burn it. Anyway, that's how much money he has. But regardless, he took on Holly Holm, of course, turned pro in order to fight Ronda Rousey. So she knocks Ronda Rousey out with that big sweeping left hook kick, of course, that knocked four or five of Ronda's teeth very loose. And Ronda said she wouldn't be fighting in July. That was a rematch that was supposed to be set for July 9th, UFC 200. And that is not going to happen. Now it looks like Dana's talking about Ronda Rousey fighting Misha Tate again for the title. But guess what? Ronda Rousey's beat Misha Tate twice. She's beat her twice already. So odds are she's probably going to beat her a third time unless Ronda suffers the Mike Tyson syndrome. You know, once that bubble's been burst, you can't get it back. And when you get knocked out like that, I mean, she got knocked out like she was snoring. I mean, snoring. I mean, Ronda Rousey was on that canvas snoring. I mean, there was no doubt about it. She was out. Before she hit the canvas, she was out cold, okay? And, of course, now she's going to fight Misha Tate, who she beat twice. I'm not down with that. But, of course, Lenny Fresco has made that decision. He took the lesser money and fought Misha Tate, thought he could beat Misha Tate. But Misha Tate, she choked out. I mean, she choked out Holly Holm. What can I say? It was a big surprise, a big upset, but not really. Styles make fights. It's all about styles. Styles make fights. Straight up, we'll talk MMA more and boxing in hour number two. This is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, you can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out the WBO website, WBOboxing.com.